Speedway between Lafayette and Lake Charles, and traffic's going about 70 miles an hour right now.
All right, so the lady could take maybe Highway 167 and get down to the interstate or what? I'm looking at a map. I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, I would highly recommend she come down to I-10. And I don't know what it's like once you get past Lake Charles, but I have a friend ahead of us, and he said it's fine.
All right, so yeah, so it's clear on I-10. Thank you, Robert. We appreciate that. Let's go to Nelda is on I-10 heading to Houston. How's the traffic looking, Nelda? Tell us where you are first.
It's horrible. I'm about 60 miles outside of Houston.
Yeah, and how bad is it?
I left Lake Charles at 7:30. It's midnight, and I'm still 60 miles outside of Houston.
What kind of speed have you been averaging?
It's 20 miles an hour ever since Beaumont.
Yeah, I guess what you did is caught up with the wave, you know what I mean?
Yes, and most of the license plates are from Louisiana, very few Texas, so they're heading this way.
How worried are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm not that worried, maybe about a 4.
Wow, that's all?
Yes.
You must have been praying the whole way.
All the way.
I got you, Nelda.
Enough room in front of my car. It's really bad out here.
Thank you, Nelda. We appreciate the report, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to be with you throughout the night. We're going to be with you throughout the morning. We're going to be with you 24/7 until Gustav does whatever he's going to do. And let's hope he takes a turn right at the end and does us no harm, because Lord knows we don't need it after Katrina. It's continuing hurricane coverage on the WWL Hurricane Network. Back with more information and more of your phone calls on the Big 870 WWL.
This is continuing coverage of Hurricane Gustav on Intercom New Orleans, 870 AM WWL, 101.9 WLMG, 95.7 WKBU, 97.1 WEZV, 1350 AM WWL.